Hey baby, how about some Nina Simone for an intro?
Sure.
Sounds good. A little Nina Simone, y'all. Here we go. That's Nina Simone. That is Nina Simone. She is the shiznit. Now we're going to get to the episode. And so enjoy the Paul Mooney clips. I hope you enjoy the Nina Simone music. Probably throw on some Styles at the end of the episode. And so enjoy the content. We have a lot of various topics, but always relevant. And we try to make it tie in, you know what I mean? To make it educational. Sorry, I've been up all day. So with that, I'm gonna get going. And to the next one, peace.
Sidewalk and their pants are down, they're not moving. Oh, you do? Okay, we're just not sure what's up with that person. Okay, great, thank you. Bye. They already have a call in.
Someone called? Well, that's good at least, because like people are just, I've seen people like just literally just like damn near basically not and really but basically walk over a person that they see is just laying on the ground clearly.
Yeah.
Something, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
So at least somebody called. But yeah. That's crazy.
You know that person that lays on the
having a good time. The boy worked. Where's Dahmer when I need him? Because you know that white man was eating niggas, wasn't he? Just like chicken. Having a good time. The boy worked at a chocolate factory. That should have told somebody something. All he found in his icebox was mayonnaise and Louisiana hot sauce. He was having a good time. And the black neighbors were funny, weren't they? I heard all that sawing. I thought the boy was building shelves. Another black neighbor said, well, I heard him arguing all the time, but I never heard nobody answer him back. The white folks have got real quiet. White people do not like to hear about white folks eating niggas. Trust me. They get real quiet. This is not funny anymore. Well, he was eating them. I wasn't. That motherfucker was eating niggas. Live with it. Young white boy, they'd have brought him in a cage chained with tape on his mouth. Don't go near him. He flipped out of the early 90s. Started eating white folks. You remember? Because that's their fantasy with the big bone, big pot. Oh, they go get us. And all the time is white folks. Trying to get a hold on that nigga.
Can you think of anything else for baby for the grocery list? I got Charlie food, bread, bacon, cleaner, bleach, butt wipes, juice, and chips so far.
Okay.
Do we need I bought paper towel the other day. I'm gonna get some bacon. We can make some BLTs or something.
Ooh.
Sound good? Also, then I'll get some lettuce, like the romaine. I don't like that iceberg.
Yeah, or Boston leaf.
You want me to get Boston leaf?
Yeah, it's smaller.
Okay. And then a tomato.
Get two.
Two
like
tomatoes?
Romos, like firm ones. Those are perfect size.
Do you want any fruit or anything? Ooh, I'm going to grab some of those. What are those called? Those palms? Those little drinks?
Oh, yeah.
What are those called?
Palm.
Palm?
Yeah.
Shout out Palm. Man, those are good. Is that P-O-M?
P-O-M.
Shout out Palm. P-O-M, that's those little bottles, those little drinks. Man, those are good.
$1.30,
yeah, shout them out, man. Y'all sponsor our podcast.
You should buy a case of them.
Oh, yeah. If they have it, I'll get one. Didn't you say something about going to Costco?
Oh, yeah, I did want to go to Costco.
Do you want to go there this weekend? Maybe
I've never been there.
So I ain't never been there either. I ain't never been there. Where is it at though? It's out by the Whites.
Find one.
I mean, we'll still go. I'm going where I want to go. I'm just saying, like,
right.
It's just one of them things where we're gonna be going out into. When we go into that Costco, it's gonna be at least 85% white people in there. There may be a couple black people working there, possibly. And if they do, they live in that area.
New Berlin, Pewaukee, or Grafton.
New Berlin, Pewaukee, or Grafton. Definitely not going to Pewaukee.
Yeah, New Berlin's too far.
Grafton would be... Damn, I haven't been out to Grafton since I played high school basketball.
Oh, no,
when we have to travel out to Grafton and Cedarburg
to, like,
and shit.
We went to Pet Supplies Plus out there once.
You did? Oh, we did. We did. We did.
And
yep.
Aldi.
Yep. We did. Well, I don't care where the Aldi is. It's garbage. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't fuck with Aldi. Oh, in a pinch. And I will admit, I like their fruit. I like their fruit.
They have a lot of
organic vegetables and
shit.
They
have a lot of organic and
I really
natural
like that
stuff
a lot.
Now.
Uh-oh. Look at Marjorie Taylor Racist Green. Don't nobody care that you can lift weights and shit. She was remember like during the summer.
Oh my god,
last year,
the guy
was,
with the eye patch. I can't even take him seriously.
Right. Look at him. Shout out Jim Acosta. We're watching CNN. He must be filling in for...
Kate Boldon or...
What's her name? Damn. I'm sorry that I'm not remember her name. Because she's good, too. The morning person. She starts at, like, 5. I'm sorry. I forgot her name. But, yeah. Kate Boldon's good, too. She's got a... I think she's about to come out with a podcast. But
he might be on because of the trial stuff.
Oh, okay.
They kind of switched up who's doing what.
I noticed Will Blitzer's been on during the day more too.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Wolf.
Yep. This is the Situation Room. That shit.
I don't think I've ever seen him like crack a smile. Or
but you know what? Will Blitzer, I heard, is a smooth, cool ass dude. He loves Buffalo Bills football. Yeah, he's a straight up East Coast guy. He loved Tina Turner.
Yeah, because when she died and he had.
Nice.
He was interviewing Angela Bassett, I think.
Yeah.
And he
was
like,
Angela Bassett's your favorite.
She's my best friend.
She's like, she don't know
Ange.
She's your best friend.
Yeah, Ange. Shout out Ange. She lets me call her that.
My baby.
She doesn't want other
awesome Angela Bassett.
Yeah, she doesn't loves like her. Other people calling her that, like, in public.
Right.
But so she might get mad at me for saying that.
Right,
but
right.
When it's just the two of us drinking wine on the couch, talking sipping about Real Vino, Housewives of Atlanta.
Desperate. Do they got a Desperate Housewives of Wyoming or Montana?
No. They can it show would them. Be lame.
That shit would foul as hell.
No, they have one of Utah, and there's a lot of drama there.
In Utah?
Yeah.
Oh, there's Marley. Hi.
Scratcher.
Hey. We were wondering where you were at. All right, y'all. We got to get going to work. We just wanted to say good morning to everybody. It's Throwback Thursday. Be safe out here. Get on your grind. Get that bread. One more day to go, and then the weekend
yeah,
is here.
Tell her Jared Maskowitz.
You know what I mean?
Disgusting behavior. Anyway, yeah. Peace. Let's just call her Ange.
All right, y'all. Holler at y'all soon. Be looking out for more podcasts today too, and this weekend. Grocery store time. Grocery store time. Metro Market, East Side. Man, this fucking car is fucked up. First things first, I gotta get some masks. Masks, gotta get masks. Yeah, I'm gonna get two packs of masks. Yeah, I still wear my mask. I don't care what nobody says. Okay, we need Beneful. I'm gonna get Charlie two Benefuls. Get him a beef stew and a simmered chicken medley. For Charlito. Yeah, Michelle's been making Charlie's dog food for him. Like barley, carrots, and I don't know what other stuff she puts in there. So yeah, she's been making his own, you know, making his food for him. That's pretty cool. Trying to get Marley, my cat, some treats. She don't really eat treats and shit. She just likes to shreds, and she don't fuck with the pate. She does do the catnip, but she don't really mess with treats. I don't know why. So, I'll get her this sauce. Meow mix tenders and sauce. Get her that. The little Lysol cleaner. Bacon, what else I need? Bleach, bacon, juice. A bag of chips. Let's see. Oh, Boston leaf lettuce and tomatoes for the BLTs. Oh, I'm about to grab me some cereal. Grab me some, what kind of cereal should I get today? Them Apple Jacks are messing me up. They're messing my stomach up. I'm gonna get some Cheerios. Oh, we'll get the ones that say, Mi Amiga. Yeah, they're doing the Cheerios and Latin names now. It says Mi Amiga. For those of you who might buy some Cheerios soon. That's crazy though on the... Okay, so So we get the little Cheerios. Well, I'm gonna get the Honey Nut Cheerios though. No, I'm gonna get the regular ones. Put a little sugar on them. Okay, what else? Bam. Colectivo Coffee. Shout out Colectivo Coffee. That's the best coffee going. We'll get the, shit's expensive, but it's good. And we're gonna get the Dark Sumatra Colectivo. Crystal, you got a call. Clean up an aisle 7. I remember I used to work at the grocery store and shit. I hated it. As a matter of fact, this crazy. This Metro Market here on the east side, you know what I'm saying, off of Van Buren, this used to be Kohl's Food Store back in the day. Back in the early 2000s, because I worked here when it was Kohl's. Yep. New sensation. Okay, I just got a couple more things. Ooh, I'm gonna get some Mexican hot chocolate, some abuelita. Let's see. Okay. Bacon. I don't care how expensive this shit is, I'm getting it. Ooh, I'm gonna get this Usinger's bacon. Just check the date. I check the date on mine. I don't just grab stuff and just throw it in the cart. Bacon. Oh, I gotta get the lettuce. We got pickles already. I ain't getting lunch. Sometime I'll be wanting to get lunch meat, and then I'll buy the lunch meat, and then it just sits there, because we don't eat it like that. We might eat sandwiches for a day or two, and then we stop eating them, and then it just sits there. We end up giving it to the dog or whatever. All right. Lettuce. Where's the lettuce? Ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas police officer has been sentenced for grabbing money from a suspect's vehicle during a search. Abril Preciado fills us in with more.
Amen. You know, with great power comes great responsibility.
Those are the words a Milwaukee County judge used during the sentencing of the West Dallas police officer Paul Hartman. He pleaded guilty today for taking a suspect's money during a vehicle search and lying about it back in November.
I always believe in trying to do the right thing. And when I reflect upon my actions, I am haunted by the fact that I did not follow such measures.
In court documents, prosecutors say that when a suspect was being released, he asked if a white envelope with $830 for his rent was taken during his arrest. At the time, the police department was unaware of the missing money, as the envelope was not documented in the inventory report. Hartman then returned the money to the man and later admitted to police he took the cash during the search.
It is unfortunate. You know, 17 years on the job and
17 year veteran.
All of us in every capacity gets tempted. And, you know, at this point, you kind of yielded to temptation. And so clearly, there's whatever is going on. You just got to make sure you get the help so that you don't do this again.
The judge sentenced Hartman to 2 years in the Wisconsin prison system, 1 year in initial confinement, and another year in extended supervision, but then stayed that sentence. Hartman will serve 18 months probation.
Ultimately, we sought supervision as a sentence in the form of probation, and there's additional jail time hanging over his head in case that becomes appropriate.
In Milwaukee, Abril Preciado, Fox 6 News.
Yeah, there you have it.
Person stealing.
What did you say, baby?
If it was a regular person that stole the $830 in the envelope, they would go to jail, right?
Exactly, yeah. That's white privilege right there. That's cop white privilege. And he's going to get revoked, though, because he's going to be drinking beer. Them cops like to drink. A lot of them do. A lot of them. You can go online and look that up, too. A lot of cops, I ain't saying a lot. I'm not saying most or a big amount, but a good number of cops develop drinking problems just through all the stress and just the bullshit or whatever. Yep. All right, here I come. About to let the dog out. Okay. Should I take a cigarette or no?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. Be right back, honey. Right behind you. In the rain. All right, here's another one, baby. Ready for this one? Okay. Get this queued up. Get this video queued up. It's this fucking landlord dude, I guess. It's this white man, and he ends up shooting this dude that's in a wheelchair. So let me set the scene. This is white man, right? He must be like the property owner or the landlord or whatever, and he's holding his pistol, and he's pissed off at this white dude that's in a wheelchair. In a wheelchair. And dude's threatening him with the pistol.
Hey, come here. Come here. Come here, Bobby. Come here. Come here. Help me get out of this motherfucker. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out of my way. Get out of my way.
Dude just shot the dude in the wheelchair. And the dude in the wheelchair was trying to roll away. And he shot him.
What are you doing?
Yep. White guy did that shit. It's raining out here. This can be a quick one, huh, baby? Mm-hmm. Get in. You want to make the BLTs when we get in? Are you not hungry?
I'm not hungry.
Okay. Want to chill and watch some crime shows or something? Or some, what you want to watch? House Hunters? While they're out there rowing and shit, they should be looking for body parts in these in this water. They got a lot of energy for that stuff. I ain't seeing nothing wrong with what they're doing. There's a dog behind us too, so I'll just stand right here. Okay, so I got it. They're into it. Listen to him. I don't see a black face. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18. There's 20 of them. There's 20 people rowing. They're all white. And I'm not making it race. I'm not saying negative about what they're doing. I'm just saying, like, there again, there's 20 people on that thing and not one person is black or brown. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're not interested in that stuff or if, I don't know what it is, but it is an example. You know what I mean? There's either none of us or just one or two of us in most spaces, unless we're playing sports or some shit like that. They'll let us in them spaces because we dominate that shit. And all those sports are great. At the end of the day, they really don't mean that much. Not like in true super reality. You know what I mean? I mean, the things you get from it, of course, obviously, but I'm saying like, just like in reality. Like I trade all that shit in for other stuff. And they were talking about like, I heard somebody talking about how they feel like black people do have power. You know, look at people that go to college and look at people that got degrees. Well, who gave them degrees at them colleges? I mean, unless they're at the HBCU or something, like, who's giving them degrees? A white person. Who's giving you that job? A white person. That they can take from you or make it hell working there. Power to me is a black person that can... if there's a situation that happens, they can go down there. If the black person is wronged, that individual or people can go down there and make shit happen, get them out of jail on the spot. That's power. Just rallying outside of jail for a week, that's not power. They'll get sick of us and tell us to just leave after a while, and there ain't nothing we can do about it. That's what power means to me, is when you can literally make shit change right then and there. His asshole open, Charlie? It looks like he's about to check. You got a shit, Charlie?
He looks like as if there's a dog there in the reflection.
You got a poop? You need to go back out? Well, he did shit once already.
He's like, it's raining, I don't want to go out there.
He's like, fuck that. Yeah, because we don't want him to start stinking and shit either.
Well, I have a bag in case he
has an accident.
Boo!
Jackson Poops, let's call the play, I'ma run it. Feel me? Yeah. For real, though. You know what it is, Poops. Man, you gotta say.
Yeah, I'm back on my ghost shit. Ghost. Do it for the street, niggas fall at the bullshit. The vote to get burnt with your teeth kicked in. But if I feel real good, I feel on the flow, you get dumped in the ocean. Married to the streets and the dope is the bridesmaid. Looking at an OG, can see what the time made. See, I said the gun was the maid of honor. Living a fast life, but never could delay the drama. Never. All my niggas is like the best man. But my right hand can't trust my left hand. And my big head can't trust my little head. Did a lot of bullshit for a little bread. Air it all day like I'm aerosol spray. Came up doing G shit, can hear it all day. Like niggas yelling cops come and clear the hallways. I know about the dope sales, 5-star hotels. Fake niggas ride the real niggas coattails. Fuck coats though, we throwing on the B-necks. Transforming like Autobots and D-sets. If you ain't getting murdered in your G-check, tell him that the Phantom is back. I mean the Hawk in the cannon's back. Yeah. And all I know is pain, so I'm handling all that. I like to fly real high and then land in the back. What up?
SV the Ghost Pools. Yeah. Let's go. Pools.
Think we're about it? Okay. Rolling out this SP outro music, y'all enjoy it. Y'all know y'all like this.
The game's seldom, my man's in a cell, and it's too close to hell, and the pain's overwhelming. Only thing he left was his name for his children. Shit hurt me bad, said the shame almost killed him. Dog, you ain't to blame, no, the game get us drilled in. Used to have veins, he got brains at the Hilton. Even had the range and the chain, then he chilled in. Now he just survived off the beast that was built in. I stay strong for him later on the side for him. Cause he a hard nigga, but shit hard for him. I pray to God for him. And me too, a lot of niggas see through. I ain't tryna hear shit, but I need to. I'm thugged out, but a motherfucking read too. I'm conscious, but I like to blow weed too. So I'm complex, I'm on the armrest. Life ain't right yet. I stay strong from a bit into my night checks. Nigga.
Mario?